Welcome to the Reroll Gaming Podcast, where I, Tanner Prentice, guide five of my closest friends through an original adventure playing the tabletop role-playing game Pathfinder 2nd Edition. In the world of Rell, five strangers brought together a resistance under the shadow of the Black Reach Empire. Until everything changed. A villain and former lover named Hogoth fractured the planes of existence, ushering in an endless night and an era of undeath. All in the name of an undying dragon, Zarox. Now, the fate of Rell is left to these five adventurers.
My name is Ayla, and I play Bo Cantrell, a fallen Asimar and cleric, with Cosmios, the god of fate, as my deity.
Hi, my name is Zane, and I play Cinder Lafayette, the halfling investigator with a dicey past.
My name is Octavia, and I play Starlit Moonbow. Star, as she's better known by her companions, is on a mission to save her true love, Faya, from the Maiden of Spiders.
Hi, my name is Latara, and I play Kiaren Nimone the Sadistic, the Dolel champion of Emin, who yearns for that redemption that is so far out of her reach.
I'm Brendan Geyer.
And I am Frost, your new favorite kobold barbarian. Honor-bound to protect and serve Groth's party. And oath-bound to finish his mission.
These five heroes are the last best hope to save Rell. But can they overcome this darkness that spreads under the shattered sky? Find out now on the Reroll Gaming Podcast. Welcome back to the Reroll Gaming Podcast, your number one source for crocheted bunnies with massive asses.
Massive asses.
We're not going to prove that to you. You just have to take our word for it.
We could, though.
We actually could. Yeah.
We should do a photo shoot of that thing.
Do it on the Discord.
On our socials. Yeah.
Gotcha. Dude, drop it right now, several episodes ahead of time, so nobody knows when it is.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? This is not the Discord I signed up for.
But it's the one you needed right now.
Yeah, when the episode drops, I'll crochet a little thong for it that we can put on.
So, Octavia, you have shared with us that you recently got into crocheting. So I want to know, everybody else, do you have any habits that are reminiscent of
habits
something an
hobbies.
80-year-old would do?
Habits or hobbies? Because there's an important distinction between my habits and my hobbies that remind me that I'm old as shit.
Actually, yeah, what habit or hobbies do we have that is not tabletop gaming related?
None. Zero.
And that's the podcast, folks.
Thank you.
Tune in next
week.
Well,
me and Tanner's new hobby is watching the sunrise because we just got a puppy that makes us wake up really early. So
watching the sunrise between dry heaves from the cleaning up the 14th dump of the morning.
Three of which are mine.
Won't tell you which ones, though. You just have to guess.
Scary part is we don't know.
I mean, Speaking it's not that crazy, dumps. But it is kind of a new thing for me, as I recently actually started making coffee at home, and I've been, like, nerding out on, like, specific, just, like, brew temperatures and, like, grind sizes and shit. So that's how I remind myself that I'm old.
I like getting a, like, mundane hobby and hyper-focusing on
just
it.
Just going balls deep on it.
Yeah, just, like, going down to the science. Brendan, I think you have to take your dog out.
Yes.
I like that it's not even a third, it's like I don't even know what a third party,
like a fifth
input.
Party.
Yeah. I believe that I'm seeing the second party to this dog dumping organization.
I'm your guys' ADT, like
your dog has to shit.
Get your ass out there, your dog.
Should we call the police?
Latara, do you have any Lutar, do you have any non-D&D hobbies? I don't actually know.
Delta
if
Green?
You do. Okay, I guess it's D&D.
Does reading count as a hobby?
Yeah,
I think
totally.
So.
Yeah,
I like to read.
I've actually been trying to read more recently. What are you reading right now?
I just started, I'm reading, this isn't very common, but I am
reading a book that is like makes me feel smarter called Innovators. It's about like the people, all the different people involved in like the coming of age of computers, basically.
Oh, that's how that happened. That's really cool.
So that's pretty cool.
I recently picked up a book at our local secondhand store called Tales from Hiroshima. It's like five different accounts. I haven't started it yet, but I'm excited. But it's like five different accounts of people in Hiroshima the day the atomic bomb dropped. So it's like eyewitness accounts. So I'm really excited.
You really do just love like digging into the travesties that humanity has committed against
each other. I don't know what's wrong with me, dude.
Gets me out of bed in the morning.
I want to go to work and plug in a podcast to just explain to me the worst thing that's ever happened.
I've been into coffee lately. Oh, yeah. Well, I've been into like dissecting the anatomy of human suffering.
On coffee, I just started trying to drink matcha.
Nice.
Gross.
I like matcha.
Seeing if I can, if I get the caffeine headaches, if I don't drink coffee and have matcha instead.
Matcha smells like a tackle box.
Yeah, you think it smells like fish. Like it smells like fish, but I think, I don't know. I think that that's a thing that people have said and I've heard before, but I don't agree.
Well, it definitely doesn't smell great.
I just think it smells like algae.
Smelling like the matcha itself.
Yeah.
Zoe got like a blended matcha frost thing the other day and it was pretty good.
That's how I started. I got this like blended, it was kind of like a milkshake, I think, that was like matcha with strawberry and rose flavor. It was really good.
To be fair, the reason I think that I liked it is because it had like a, you know, like cup of sugar in it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anything tastes good when you supplement it entirely with refined sugar.
I was just going to say that since you outed me for being fucking like a grandma on purpose, along with my, so I've crocheted on and off for like quite a long time. My grandma showed me how. I was like, this is sick. She was trying to show me how to make clothes. And here I am making rabbits with huge, gigantic dumpers. But
I'm glad that you're using your powers for good.
Exactly. Like,
that's really responsible.
Your grandma would be proud.
I haven't showed her yet, but I do plan on sending her text and be like, this is what the fruits of your labor have
wrought.
Yeah. But along with this, I've also picked up like a super fucking 20-year-old habit. I am now addicted to energy drinks. I'm normally like, I don't know. Energy drinks really don't do it for me most of the time, but I've been like playing games with my friends lately at in the middle of the night, which is super fun.
And you need drugs to keep up. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool because like my ADHD like really dictates how the day is going to go. It's either like, yeah, this energy drink will work. Or it's like, hey, you remember how you were tired? It's time for bed now.
Like, I'm the exact same really cool.
Yeah.
When I like do too much, I don't know, like caffeine or whatever the fuck they put in like Monster or Red Bull, it's like, if I'm already tired and I drink it, then I'm just like tired and then my heart feels hot.
Yeah.
The heart attack keeps you alive.
Yeah. Speaking of hot, wet bullshit.
Well, no, because I'm going to have to cut all that out because we're definitely doxing ourselves.
Well, here's a joke that you can leave in. That's better. If anybody did know where we lived, they wouldn't want to come here, or they would until they had to stop for gas within like 150 miles. We have this protective cloud of crackheads in all directions.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So also, but I want to also to reiterate, just as a PSA with the eclipse, if you are planning on going to Texas to murder Brennan or Octavia, try to do it outside of the eclipse because traffic's going to be really bad. Gas is going to be hard to find. You're going to have a tough time getting down there and because their infrastructure just can't take it.
And if you get in a crash, good luck getting a fucking ambulance to you. They're terrified because of how many people are going to be on the road.
I wonder if there's a Pathfinder monster that has like an aura of crackheads. Where you have to like pass a will save or give up like 3 gold to them.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But speaking of Pathfinder characters with auras
and crackheads
that may or may not be crackheads, we last left off in the middle of a violent situation.
Just like at the 7-Eleven.
Just like
there's a scorpion, there's like some dude forging a sword. I don't really know what's going on.
It's hot
Nobody
enough out
ever
there.
Does.
Somebody's ripping all the piping in this room. Like, yeah.
There's a dog taking a projectile diarrhea shit.
We last left off At the end of Bo's turn, Bo, you are face to face with this invisible Efreeti. This violent creature had just assaulted you, attempting to grab you, potentially throwing you off these precarious ledges that lead 60 feet into pools of lava below. Meanwhile, your allies are grappling with a magma scorpion, one that has a large crack in its carapace from Frost's critical hit last episode. And we're going
to recall, too, Bo's the only one that can see the Efreeti's, right?
That is true.
And I was pointing at it.
Yeah.
And, well, doing the to be fair, I believe what happened is you were like, there it is. And he was like, no. So could be anywhere. But let's go ahead and pick this up with Starlet Moonbow. It is your turn. Star, you are on the...
What? No, do you have music going right now?
I'm working on it.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure it's not my bullshit being stupid.
Star, you are on the other side of Bo. In between you, as you know from your ally telling you, is an invisible creature. You know where it is, but you're not 100% sure exactly. You can target it, but you will have to roll your flat check because it's invisible.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to start off like that. I think I will. Let's fuck it. Balls to the wall, as they say. I'm gonna use my quick draw and pull out my striking fighting fan.
Okay.
And so when you say flat track, I'm just rolling a straight up d20. Is that right?
Roll a straight up d20. You're aiming for 11 or higher.
All right.
I know I asked this last time, too. Is he concealed?
He is not concealed. He is hidden.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I got a 13.
Okay. You can hit him, potentially. Okay.
So do I roll now with my first thing?
Yep. Roll your attack.
34 to hit.
That's definitely a hit. That is not a crit, unfortunately.
Damn it.
That's okay.
This is the first time this Efreeti has been hit, by the way.
Gosh. How does he respond?
How does he feel?
Yeah.
Ow!
Like the first time in his life? Because I feel like he might be going through some shit right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's wrong. I think
we're in an abusive relationship, and I'm introducing him.
Yeah, I thought I shot him with an arrow.
Yeah, I think you did shoot him. You did a good amount of damage. I think you did. I'm gonna give what's a fair amount of damage, and it's correct.
I feel like they're yeah.
Should I roll damage first, or should I roll the other attacks first?
Up to you, really. Well, actually, roll damage first in case of like resistances.
Okay, that's 10 damage for that one.
Okay. All of that seems to go through.
Okay, I'm gonna go for another swing on this idiot. 25.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
All good. And I'm gonna throw one last in there. One last one in there. Just because.
Go for a crit.
15. Is that a crit?
No, it's not, but I think I'm realizing since this Efreeti attacked, he is no longer invisible.
Hmm. Oh, it wasn't greater invisible?
It was not greater, so go ahead and add your sneak attack damage because he is flat-footed, but that did not make anything go crit.
What's nice. Making him flat-footed?
He is flanked right now by Star and Bo.
He's off guard.
Okay.
Oh, and you have Bless if that would affect the 25 to be a hit.
25, drop his Zeus. Still not a crit. So throw your sneak attack damage at me.
Okay.
No, I mean her second roll, I think, was a 25, right?
Yeah, second roll was a 25. Yeah.
Would a 26 hit?
No. Yes. Okay. Yes, it would. Sorry, it would because he's flat-footed. God damn. My brain hurt.
So does that mean I get sneak attack on the
both.
First one? Okay. Well, I'm going to roll this really quick. So for the 25 one, 18 damage there, and then...
Nice.
Let's see.
Music.
It's gone?
I don't hear it.
I've got it.
I'll relay it to you. Is this distracting him? Sorry.
The reroll beatboxing podcast.
At this point, just give me 2d6.
Yeah, I did.
Hire somebody full time.
Wait, hold on. It doesn't... So I'm not adding the plus five. I don't know why it added that automatically. So, 7 extra damage, I think.
Okay, great. So, despite us barely knowing how to play this game, you take out your fight. Actually, why don't you paint me a picture? What does this look like? Because you did a significant amount of damage. I imagine he's kind of like gripping himself and bleeding quite a bit.
Yeah. So I think Star, after hearing Bo's, like following Bo's direction here, she, like, does this really graceful motion of, like, throwing her bow back over her arm and, like, pulling out this really intricate red and gold fan. And, like, in two, like, really smooth motions, she's, like, kind of snapping it out once at him to get that first hit, and then comes back with another really graceful one to hit him again. She goes for a third, but it's not quite as she's still new to this weapon, so it's not quite as, like, you know, finesse there. But yeah, I think she hits him twice here with these really, like, almost dance-like moves.
Excellent. Yeah. Fluid.
Also, it's the added advantage of being a fan, and it's hot in here, so you can give yourself a little, little cool.
As you strike at the back of this Ifriti, he's like, "Oh, weeaboo!"
Yeah, you got me.
Okay. All right, Frosted, it's your turn. Kiara, you're on.
Gonna take some mental damage there.
Yeah, why don't you take 66
like 3 psychic damage? No.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Frost and, is.
Sorry, but to highlight for the audience here, Frost is face to face with this large magma scorpion, this little blue kobold lizard, a juxtaposition off this red shelled creature with Kiaran flanking in the back.
Notably, Frost is holding an axe that looks like it's the right size to be fighting the scorpion. It's just he's not.
Yeah, that's true.
However, he is he's going to perform his three whack axe attack.
Wow.
As he vaults
three
over his axe.
Whack oh. axe
three
attack.
Whack.
Make sure you trademark that.
Oh my god. That's the name of the episode for sure.
Because he is a...
Well, I guess it depends how good you do.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah. Frost is he's feeling focused. He's feeling sharp.
Don't forget your bless. Plus one for bless.
All right. He's going to go ahead and... pole vault over this axe once with a 26.
That's a hit.
All right.
Yes.
And I'm just going to go ahead and roll all three to hit or miss right now. It's going to go again with a 22.
That is a miss.
And his third swing, holy shit, it's going to be a 13. 14.
That is a miss as well.
Okay. Is that a critical miss?
It is a critical miss, but that doesn't really mean anything at this point, unless you have some okay. sort of...
Nah.
Okay.
Cool. Then I'm gonna do damage one time with all my sharp feelings and stuff. 29 damage.
God damn, just from one attack?
From one attack.
Alright, what does it look like?
I believe... Yeah, Frost is just, he, like, plants his axe head in the ground and launches himself straight up into the air, and, like, he's barely light enough, or barely heavy enough, for to have enough inertia to, like, lift the axe out of the ground, but as soon as he does, it just whips around over his head and smacks into the scorpion, and then
Yes. I like to think that, like, you buried that fucking thing so far into its carapace, you're going to have to use your next two actions to dislodge it.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably actually makes more sense than continuing to swing it.
Okay, Kiaran, it is now your turn, and Sindri, you are on deck.
Kiaran's going to move towards the giant and attempt to trip it. That is going to be against its reflex DC. Which is not a good roll. 22.
That is a fail.
What is the mark that's up in the corner of his token there?
Invisible, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was invisible. I'll get rid of that.
I was also wondering, I'm pretty sure I cast Life Pact, but I don't remember on who. Maybe it was...
Doesn't it affect all of you guys?
Oh, yeah, it does, I think. But I think that's still active, just by the way.
Yes. Don't let me forget, but yes.
Okay. What does that do again?
It's like, it gives you a chance not to fall to I don't know, hold on 1 second.
It's whenever somebody's reduced to zero health, everybody chips in 3 health to try to give them a cushion. Doesn't guarantee they won't go down, but could potentially keep somebody up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Look at me.
All right. I'm going to try to trip again.
Okay. Roll 2. Trip.
Man, never mind. That's my turn.
Okay. All right.
What'd you get?
What'd you get?
It's a 21.
No, that's bad. Right.
So you come up to this Efreeti and try to... What weapon do you have out right now? Or what is your weapon, rather?
My Gwisarm.
Gwisarm. You try to trip it with this bladed weapon, but he just deftly sort of jumps over it once and then kicks it back the second time. Fools. And now it is Cinder's turn. Bo, you were on deck.
Okay. Can I see? Actually, I don't care.
Sorry. Didn't you say we started at the end of Bo's turn? Neither of the enemies have gone yet.
Well, I was keeping that a secret, but she's going to be on deck after they go.
Oh, sorry.
Why don't you relax? Thank you, though.
We are incapable of relaxing, Tanner. Thought you would have figured that out by now.
We can Netflix, but we can't chill.
I can see Scorpion Stupid. Lobster Man from where I'm at, right?
Yes.
Okay. Going to devise the strategrums against that guy.
Okay.
That's an at 20. Fucking sweet. Okay.
Okay.
How does that work when... Because that's my flat check, so do I even add my bonuses, or is it just a crit?
Why do you need a flat check?
That's for my devise a stratagem. Free action. So that's my 20 to see if I can hit him or not with my next attack.
I mean, it's... You use that as your attack roll.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. That is a nat 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't know if it gets the same benefits as a crit if it's a flat check for the devise of stratagem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know 100%, but if that's not the case, that would be awful.
Right, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, feeling confident about that shot, Sindri's going to shoost it with her spirit sight crossbow.
Okay.
And I get strategic strike on that. It's going to be a total of 30 damage.
Ooh.
Yeah, I actually rolled not super... I rolled pretty good for that.
So you release a bolt from your spirit sight crossbow, and you manage exactly to land it in this split, severed, sundered area of its hard shell, and it squishes into its back, and you hear it almost yelp, and it is stumbling, spewing blood out of the back of it. It is very close to death.
Very nice. Okay. Gonna take an action to reload that crossbow and just go for another shot.
All right.
And, I don't... I get another, I'm like at the second attack, right? Even with the,
Yep.
Just for the multi-attack penalty. Okay, cool. It's going to be a 22.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
Okay. And, okay, yeah. I think Cinder just kind of swears under her breath. She feels like she could have had it if she would have hit that second shot after feeling so confident about the first, but that is her turn.
Okay. This magma scorpion is in quite a panic, grappling with this unbelievably strong kobold. It sees no... It honestly sees no avenue to pursue other than try to kill you before you can kill it.
Also, just before I forget, I'm going to share my share stratagem with Frost, though. Frost, the thing is off balance or off guard or whatever the fuck it's called to you now.
Nice.
Okay. Don't let me forget that. Its first attack, it's going to try to hit you with another tail sting, Frost. Ooh.
Real quick, before it goes, it is within my Sepulchral Mask Aura, and I need it to make a will save.
Okay, nice. Great. And also, it's in...
debt to the IRS.
37.
37
will save?
No, oh, sorry, no, I used the wrong will. Sorry. I was like, wow, that's insane.
Yeah, it's like, that's really high.
Roll again. Okay, 27.
Okay, so it succeeds, so it's going to take half, which is 4 mental.
Oh my god. He's like, the scorpion just shudders and one of its pinchers drops, and it barely is pulling itself by the pinchers, desperate to kill you before it ends, as you do one short damage. However, Bo, you had cast your spell, Radiant Heart of Devotion. What does that do for a neutral creature?
Dazzles, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, must succeed a will save or be dazzled for one round.
Okay, so I'm going to do a will save for him for that. 30.
Okay.
He succeeds? Okay.
Yeah.
So with his single health point, he is going to get an attack against Frost.
This is going to be the one that kills Frost.
Oh, you shouldn't have said anything. Rolled a natural 19 for a 37.
That's definitely a crit.
Oh, this is Zane's fault, not mine. 34 damage.
Like, you're not the one rolling the dice there, Tanner.
Okay, and make me a fortitude saving throw if you're still alive. Well, actually, alive. Regardless.
Like, anyway, even if you're dead, this thing's gonna be on you.
I mean, the poison could, if you went, I'm not realizing that until just now, but if you went down, this poison could permanently kill you very easily.
That's exactly how Groth died, right?
What's that?
Poison.
More or less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a 19. My fortitude.
Ooh, you did not roll well, did you?
No, I rolled a natural 3.
Well, the good news is you are taking 6 points of fire damage. However, you drank a potion of fire resistance, which I believe negates all of that.
Oh, all of it, not half.
Yeah, the way it works, it should be a numerical value, and I think yours gave you 10, so it will lower all damage sources by 10.
Okay. Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're also persistently on fire, but I can't possibly do enough damage for it to come through, so we'll ignore that.
So Frost is just kind of on fire, but kind of feeling chill about it.
Okay. Now,
like
for the second
shadow
action,
puppets off his own fire.
For the second action, this thing is going to try to hit you with its pincer. It's gonna try to just clamp you shut. Ooh.
like a suitcase you're packing for a vacation.
21.
That's a miss.
Okay. And this is an animal. It might be made of magma, might be from another plane, but it is just an animal. Animals are stupid. And he is in fear for his life, so he is going to run away. Potentially provoking any attacks or reactive strikes and or no escapes. If anybody wants to take one.
Do you have the feet?
I do have the feet.
In fact, I believe he has two of them.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. It's a follow-up to my speed. All right. Cool.
If you want to, you also don't have to. I didn't realize barbarians didn't get reactive strike just automatically.
I'm going to stick with him. It. Whatever. Just because I want to make sure it's not swinging through here to take this guy out on his way through.
Okay, great.
Assuming he passes it on his next turn, I'll probably let it live.
Kiaren, seeing it run, does not react.
Okay, great. It is now the Afridi's turn.
Okay, here we go.
Here.
I need it to make a will save.
Okay. And it had rolled against Bo's Radiant Heart of Devotion last time on accident on its turn, so we're using that one. We'll save.
That looks good, Latara.
Hopefully, if he doesn't critically succeed.
29.
Awesome. So, success, half damage. I rolled max on my dice, so oof. 6.
Nice.
Nice.
Mental.
How does that manifest? How does that look?
I imagine that it's like this mass that's kind of floating around me, kind of like elongates out and like causes this like brain damage of it, like seeing things it could have done better in its life.
Okay, interesting.
Meals left half eaten. Bed.
Okay, it is now. What does this Afridi want to do?
Rethink his life.
Yeah, he's going to get out of here, I think.
He's like, stop killing my dog.
What the hell, guys?
I will not be squandered by mortals.
And he sees that Bo is in a precarious situation with being on this exposed platform. He is going to try to attack you, and if he succeeds, he is going to grab you.
Just real quick, did you shut your window and put out the incense that I had put in there?
I did.
Okay, good. Because you're going to, like, top box yourself with incense if you had it.
Pass out.
Yeah.
32.
I will use my reaction, which doesn't stop it unless he decides not to attack because of it. But, Bo gets resistance, which is 8+2, so 10 resistance. And the creature's enfeebled, too.
Okay. I assume that was a hit, yeah, Bo?
Yeah, but sorry, what is the resistance? So...
I'll do the damage first. So you're gonna take 21 damage, except for because of Kiaren's, what is it called? Sorry?
Glimpse of Redemption.
Glimpse of Redemption. It causes a brief hesitation in this Afridi as he grabs you, so you only take 11 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now it's going to use its next action to grab onto you. And you're going to take another, or you're going to take 2d6 fire damage. I shouldn't tell you this. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm thinking outside. You're going to take 7 fire damage. Now, Now we're in a precarious situation.
There's no reason for him not to do what I think he's about to do. Well, that's the fucking problem.
I think he has to make a check.
The problem is the rules, too.
I think he has to move somebody against their will while grabbed.
Technically, I was looking into this. There is no rule that allows you to move someone while grabbed. It's dumb that that's the case.
Hmm.
It's more of a shove than a grab. You would be shoving someone.
Oh, because grab is like you specifically want to stop them from moving, but shove is like...
Yeah, grab is
them.
Holding them in place.
That makes more sense
okay.
mechanically.
So here's how I think this is going to... Did you have something, Bo? Sorry.
I just want to know if I get to have to roll a save of some kind, because...
Well, it'll be against your DC.
Yeah,
so.
It would be... Okay, so... I'm going to be a pretty nice guy. Maybe not. So, he's got one action left. He is going to take this shove action, and narratively, he will just kind of be pulling you over the pit. Now, he's enfeebled. This will be his third strike for multiple attack penalty. And it is against your fortitude DC. So why don't you tell me what your fortitude DC is?
Would it go up one if she's blessed? How does that work?
I don't know.
Never mind. It's just attack rolls. It's not like our other bless.
Fortitude DC.
Yeah, what's your fortitude save?
Like the plus 14.
Plus 14. So your DC would be 10 plus that, so 24.
Okay.
And he's enfeebled too. So you got a lot of things working in your favor here. Is it going to be enough? I don't know. Am I going to kill your character and then you're going to be mad at me with this new puppy all night and probably take your anger out on me even more? Potentially. let me put enfeebled on to...
You also got to not forget that Joe's down there too and he might be a problem, actually.
That's an interesting...
He doesn't have a weapon anymore, though.
This does take... So, multiple attack penalty is minus 10 for the third attack, right? Okay, so this will take a minus 10 plus minus 2 from Enfeeble. What's your DC?
The fortitude? Or...
Yeah.
24.
You rolled a 27.
Goddamn. Okay.
However, I am going to be a benevolent GM here. You are now being draped over the top of this magma. There's a free action to drop something. But you do have a... I guess it's not me being benevolent, GM. This is the rules. You will be able to take a grab the ledge reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to highlight here... Do you have any rerolls?
Yep.
Okay. This is potentially life or death.
Yeah, it's lava below us.
Yeah, how much damage does lava do when you're on it?
Probably like insta.
Yeah.
I mean, if it does one per second, you're still fucked because there's no ladder.
Yeah, how am I going to get the fuck up here?
Don't worry, we have 50 feet of rope on a 60-foot drop.
No, we're dangling that above the other guy's head.
And then it burnt up or whatever, so.
Lord... Hold on, what the fuck's his name?
Ballsack.
Lord Ballsack of the target on 81st. Ugh.
I've heard the tales.
No, please, not him. Belinar, Lord of the Roshkali, as he declared himself, looks to Kiaren, the closest person to him. Shoots a glance at Star as well and says, "The first to die," as he releases his grasp. Now, okay. Bo... I'm going to need a reflex save.
Whose turn is it next?
Bo's.
Okay, but...
30.
30?
30.
You miscalculated and dropped you in the center aisle there instead. You're just like, he's like, oh, that's... That's not what I was trying to do.
I'm like a little sticky, so it's like instead of throwing something, it kind of goes straight up and then it falls back down. Yeah. Like, kind of. It's more like probably like a hand grabs out of the ledge, right?
So as this creature drops you, you begin to fall into the magma below. But as soon as you pass the ledge, your reflexes snap into action as your left arm grabs on to the ledge and it hits against the side and maybe even strains yourself a little bit. In fact, I'm gonna give you a little bit of bludgeoning damage. 3 points of bludgeoning damage. And you are currently dangling above this pit of magma.
Great.
It is your turn.
Let's not do that. I want to get up.
Will that give like an attack of opportunity or anything?
It would, but you guys do know that he does not have one.
That's right.
That's me being a benevolent GM. I'm it's finding one somewhere in here.
So,
Beau, no! I imagine that Kiaran and Star just don't know that Beau's even alive.
Yeah, from this position, looking out the doorway with this large Afridi in between you, looks like Beau just dropped.
So how do I get up?
You can attempt I don't know.
Athletics?
Athletics or acrobatics, I believe. Yeah. Attempt an athletics check.
Okay.
Don't critically fail.
Okay. I'm rerolling. Ah, oh, god damn it. can I reroll again? I have two.
I think we've said one reroll per roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got 7, so. And before that, I got 3.
7 total?
Yes.
To be fair.
You don't have athletics?
No.
Shit.
I mean, is there anything else that you could argue for that? Of anything at all?
Well, is the crit fail she falls, or is it just a fail, just you don't pull yourself back up, I guess is the question.
The crit fails, you fall. I guess it depends. I mean, this is a ledge. It's not the worst. I'm going to say you fail and you don't move. I'm not going to say you crit fail. I think you'd probably have to roll under a 5 for a crit fail.
I think that's fair.
I mean, it just depends on what the DC of climbing a ledge is.
Well, like, yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, anything, too. It's like, maybe I have my walking cauldron. Maybe I can grab his little leg and he can help pull me up. Like, I don't know.
I would say your walking cauldron is back with your stuff.
Back with the mule that we forgot about.
Yeah. It's not a mule.
Or whatever her name is.
What's the point of a traveling thing if it isn't with you when you travel?
So you can brew potions. It's not a combat. Yeah.
No. I know it's not combat. It's supposed to be combat.
It's a mount.
Yep, yeah.
If it was here, you probably would have walked backwards, tripped over it, and fell off the ledge yourself.
No.
Okay, so you have 2 more actions. What are you doing?
Getting up. That's all I want to do. Can I try again in the same turn, or can't?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely trying. Oh, phew. Okay, I almost got a 3 again. I got 17 that time. I don't know if that's enough, but... That's nice.
Okay, that is enough. That is a success. Just to go behind the curtains, I think DC 15 is about what I was thinking. That is enough. We are going to say you climb on a ledge right behind the Afridi there, mm-hmm. and you have 1 action left.
Star, Bo, she's back. He's back.
Holy shit!
Fuck!
You're fucking crazy, Bo.
He's like really sweaty.
Get the
sweaty.
Fuck out, Bo!
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, hey. What the fuck are you doing? And it's like he's the one. It's like being lifted and
he's
thrown
the
off.
Did it.
Yeah, he started it. I don't know if I even have anything that I could do.
Run.
Yeah, run is the run, objective Bo, here, probably.
Yeah.
Get off that ledge.
How far can I go?
You tell me. What's your movement
speed? That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, I'm just gonna go straight back. into the middle, Star, you're on the deck, most middly middle of the platform, so that I am not anywhere near the edge as much as I can anyway.
It's probably good. Okay, Star, it is now your turn. After that brush with death, you and Kiaran are face to face with this Afridi.
Well, I have a really cool feat that I forgot I took called Gang Up.
Okay.
Which means me Kick and my allies, Harry and opponent in concert, we can flank the enemy if it's within reach of both of us.
Ooh, so it is.
So,
I just
and it doesn't
off,
have to follow like regular flanking stuff. Yeah. Let's,
so I'm going to toggle it back on.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Okay. Roll to hit.
All right. So Bo, after seeing one of her closest friends,
Star.
Bo. No, Bo's gonna. he's friends with himself, obviously. no, Star, after seeing one of her closest friends almost like be turned into a steak, I guess, is not super happy. Surprisingly, let's see.
The other thing is just that switch flips in her head. She's like, all right, I'm going to mop the fucking floor with this
thing. First roll is going to be a 22. I don't think that hits.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
All right. Second one is a 29.
That is a hit.
All righty. That's going to be 24 damage.
Does that include your sneak attack?
That does include my sneak attack.
Okay.
And then last hit here is a 15. So unfortunately, there's not a whole lot there, but I think she takes this one big swing at him with this fan, and it's definitely, whereas before it was more finesse, it's a lot more aggressive now. And it, like, you can almost see she's more locked in here, even though she missed twice. It's, let's see. I don't have anything, but just for the sake of, like, flavor here, I think Bo looks at this thing.
Star.
Bo.
Goddamn, I don't know why. I want to be Bo so bad.
Because you've been thinking about Bo really intensely for the past 40, like, or yeah, like 5 minutes while he was almost
fucking
dying.
Empathizing with him.
Yeah.
It's been rough
Star.
6 seconds.
It has been rough. Star, though, she looks at this thing, like, really intently. And I think there's almost, like, a, like, booming effect to her voice. And she's like, "You dare try to take another one of my friends? It's not happening today. Not ever again." And then that's... takes her hit there. And, yeah, Kiaran's just going to notice she does a little extra damage there, or whatever. Or at least has a better shot.
And as you rip open another laceration across his chest, he's like,
"You are so annoying. I'll kill all your friends."
And now, it is Frost's turn.
Yeah. Finish this thing off, please.
Yeah, Frost was, he was going to stay on the offensive, but I think... after he didn't even see what just went down. I assume it all went down in just a fucking blink of an eye pretty much while he was chasing the scorpion off.
Yeah, and I think your back's probably turned to it.
It is, but
well, he probably heard.
He heard something. Yeah. He heard that somebody just got really close to dying. He's going to instead shoot this scorpion an intimidating glare to make sure it stays on the retreat. And that'll be an intimidation against your will, and against its will DC. It's a 29.
That is a success.
All right, it's frightened 1.
Okay.
Which I believe means it has to take its next action to move away.
Frightened 1 only, not only, it's actually really good. It reduces all its checks and DCs by 1. Including attacks, AC, and everything. But it also is scared, so.
Okay.
It's like on death's door about as closely as it could possibly be.
I see it like dragging its body parts, and I just give it a look like, yeah, keep fucking moving that way.
I was imagining and, you're like this, and then you're like.
He's like, oh. Hands on the hips, and then a big flip off. Yes. You cannot see a single thing.
Give the scorpion a bird.
And then a backflip off of this platform where he's going to pole vault over his axe about halfway to this, what do you call it?
A Freedy.
A fuck face, ball that's sack. Right.
Yep.
And he's going to attempt to bring his axe down on its head with his final action.
Okay, roll to hit.
All right. Tell me what to do.
Oh, that's fair.
I do it myself.
I believe this would be the second attack because it is, I believe, menacing. Is that right? No. Is that right, Lothar?
That's a good question.
Intimidating Glare, I don't think that has a attack tree. Attack let me tree. Check. No, it doesn't have the attack tree.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Okay, then 23.
23 is a miss, unfortunately.
All right, well, Frost is going to do his best to make it look like he wasn't trying to hit him.
<That's fair. laughs> Just try to scare him a little bit.
And he's gonna hiss and say, you'll find that we're much worse than annoying.
Kiaren, it is your turn. Cinder, you are on deck.
Kiaren's eyes watch Bo as he moved back, and then they come back to the Sifriti, and she's like, you had your chance. You chose to kill. Now you'll be done. And she's going to attack. Actually, first I want to do fear. Will save.
Will save. The Afridi, I assume, obviously.
Yeah, I'm casting fear. On actually Bo. Both of them. It's at third level, so I am doing up to five creatures.
27.
The Afridi?
Yep.
So that is just a regular success, which makes it frightened one.
Okay, very good. Even easier to hit. The scorpion got a 23.
It's exactly success, so it is still just frightened one.
Okay.
But yeah, duration would, yeah. So still just frightened one. And then I'm gonna attack. And usually you guys see Kiaren trying to do more trips and stuff, but she's just attacking.
Switched over to kill mode.
Natural 20.
Woo!
Oh. Nice.
All right, that is a miss.
Yeah.
No! So, 12 plus 6 is 18, and then I double that, so 36.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay.
And that's my turn.
Well, why don't you tell me how that looks? Paint me a picture, because you delivered a devastating blow to this creature.
Paint a picture in the blood of your enemies.
And watercolor.
It's like finger painting.
Acrylic.
Fear, the spell she casts is somatic, so I think she's just kind of like moves her weapon in a way that casts this fear, and as he's kind of like pulling back from that, she brings her weapon around and just slashes across the back of his legs, making it harder for him to move. Gud blushes.
Wretches.
Gud blushes.
My
gud blushes all over. Blushes.
It's a blush.
Sorry.
We can't talk today. This is great.
Yeah, apparently not.
All right, Cinder, it is now your turn.
Question for there, Tanner, Reno.
Yep.
Is he standing in this door? As he appears to be on the map.
Yeah.
How long would it take to reclose that door with the runes that Cinder studied earlier? Is it something I can do in a turn, or would it take a while?
I believe you deactivated the runes. But you could definitely get up there and close the door.
I mean, like, I guess a better question is, when this door is, like, magically sealed by those runes, does it just shut? Like, is it something that could damage him?
I believe, and in rolling over your nat 20 on Arcana when you rolled this, that is something that was a spell that was applied that you had.
Okay. It's not like a mechanic of the door itself.
Correct.
Okay. Too bad. I like that idea. Okay.
That would have been cool. And it would have been very funny if you close it out and it just kills Bo.
I can shoot past my allies without any detriment.
It doesn't sound like there's any walls, so you technically wouldn't necessarily be shooting past us. You just have
there
a little angle.
There is a wall in the main room.
Yeah, in the bigger one. I will say he's probably going to get a +2 to his AC.
Even he's a large creature, though, right?
Yeah, but he's like partially through this door, and you've got Kiaren, Frost, and Starlet right up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like you've got about a small creature's worth of body sticking out of that door.
You know what? Here, I'll tell you what you can do is if you move behind Frost, you'd be able to see over.
Okay.
Call me short.
We're both short.
Yes. Into short
might be a problem. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take an action and stride on over behind Frost, and then we're going to do a little devise a stratagem roll against him. Nice 16, I'm going to take it, so that's going to be a 33 to hit.
Are you blessed still?
Yeah, 34.
34 to hit?
4 to hit. Does any other bonuses?
Technically flanked right now do anything to a ranged attack?
I got him as flat-footed, enfeebled, and frightened. His AC is 25, so...
I think that the flat-footed does only apply to if they're
those
within
threatening.
Reach for Star's thing, because we're not actually flanking.
No, unfortunately, I think that's all I got, unless anybody else has anything
well,
else.
Well, that is a hit, so okay. Go ahead and roll your
I'm
damage.
I'm assuming it was almost a crit.
It was very close.
Yeah, okay. Damage. 12 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take an action to reload and fire one more time.
You cannot, because you moved as well.
I moved, fired, reloaded. Okay, yeah, you're right. My bad.
However, okay. This crossbow bolt lands directly in his shoulder, and it starts spewing blood. You can see he is quite a bit hurt.
Just in character, Sitter will look at him and just say, "You would be wise to flee."
It is now the Magma Scorpion's turn. Being feared, frightened by the intimidation, and absolutely close to death, it skitters away, having no true love for its abusive master, and starts climbing down into the magma.
Take a bath.
This Afridi looks at it and it's like, "Disloyal! I will rip your carapace and throw it in my bathroom." And he is going to turn to you, and he starts casting a spell as if he's preparing for something. And he says,
"Wait, is it his turn?"
"Yes."
I need a will save.
Isn't okay. He supposed to take mind?
Yeah,
too?
He needs to do a will save for both of you, actually. So we'll do Kieran's first, 25.
So 4 mental.
Okay, and then for yours, Bo, 35.
God damn it.
Sorry. All right. It is his turn. He prepares a spell, and he says, wait. I want to make a deal. And the Forge Master, Iris, on top of the anvil, holding her glowing hammer, says, "Don't listen to him. Whatever he promises you will be corrupt. Don't do it." Does anybody wish to say anything in this moment?
I think we know what to do. I don't think we're going to trust this guy, right?
Is he still preparing a spell?
He has something prepared, like he's ready for something. As if he readied an action.
Frost is
speak carefully.
Yeah.
We're actually going to move in initiative order. Bo,
sorry.
What are you doing?
In reaction to him doing that?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, you can delay, you can attack him, you can do whatever. It's your turn.
Oh, it's worse. Moving on in turns. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I set that up a little weird.
Bo's kind of pissed that he tried to throw him off, so he's probably just going to keep going. And hopefully that's... I think that he would assume that that's what we would do. But
okay, what are you doing?
I think... Also, I forgot, but it might matter now, I don't know. But my Cassian helm gains plus one status bonus to AC and saves against evil creatures and effects, which I didn't know until just now.
That is useful.
Yep.
Oops, yeah. So, but then I also want to use it, so...
Okay.
I'm going to activate it, and then I want to... Because he's, like, obviously fiery, right?
Yep.
So I want to do the cold... cold blue beams that shoot out of my eyes.
Okay.
Rolled. Right of his pooper.
Is this cold damage?
Yeah.
Okay, roll to hit.
It's like, let me make sure I know where I need to be. Because it's a 15-foot line, and I don't want to get anyone with it. So I'm just going to move up. I have to move up a little bit, so that'll be my whole turn. I'll, like, move up one square and...
Okay, great.
Use it. Basic reflex save. DC 20.
DC 20 basic Oh, gonna be pretty hard for him to fail this. Oh. 19.
Yay!
Not hard enough.
He rolled a 3.
Oh, 19 total. I thought you meant 19 on the die.
19 total. All right, give me your damage.
10 cold.
Okay. You do 10 cold damage, but he is also weak to cold. So that will do an additional 10 points of damage.
Yay.
As
nice.
This beam rips across his arm and freezes it to a blackened state. And he just goes, "You fool. I will hunt you to the ends of this existence." And he casts a spell.
What is the... Does the spell have anything that's manipulate trait?
Mine?
No, the one that he's casting.
That's a good...
Anything besides verbal?
Oh, you know what? He actually can't even do this.
No.
Yeah, he will cast something else that does have the verbal trait. So go ahead and...
Just verbal, or does it have one of the other traits?
Oh, sorry.
Verbal's the only one somatic, that's not manipulate. Right?
Oh, it has somatic and verbal. Yeah.
Okay. I will attack. Hoping for a crit, because that would interrupt potentially, but it was not. 36, though. Wait, no. I'm doing my math wrong there. 26.
26. That is a hit.
Nice.
Low roll, so just 11 for damage.
Describe your kill.
Yeah.
As he goes to cast, Kiaren will bring her weapon back around and just cut off the arm he's casting with, and then the blood's gonna squirt all over us, and he just loses blood and dies.
Oh, his gut's gonna blush all over Kiaren's face.
Oh, no.
He falls to his knees, having this arm severed and bleeding, and his other arm this blackened, chilled, cold frostbite, and he's... This... is impossible. And he falls and dies.
I think Bo walks up behind him and just like gently shoves his shoulder over and pushes him off.
Yeah, kicks him off with his boot, just like shoves him.
I don't
him
know if that's in edge. Bo's character, but that's in my head.
No,
canon.
Bo's pissed.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I do want to kind of, like, after he's off the edge and everything, a little flavor there. You guys good with that?
Yeah, do it.
All right.
I have a one-liner too, but yes.
Well, I think Star walks over and, like, as he's, like, falling, she spits down too, and she's like, "I'll see you in hell, you bastard."
Karen's gonna say he chose his fate and then run over and hug Bo.
Cinder's gonna piss off the edge directly onto his corpse.
A lot of bodily fluids going on.
Do you have a...
Does anybody else have any fluids they want to contribute to this?
Yeah.
I have something like that comes out of my tail every now and then.
No, you're going to have to hold her hand. It's going to be rather treacherous.
I'll hold her over.
And the Forge Master, in her fiery, flickering form, walks up to Frost and says, "Holy shit.
You did it. Quickly, we must close this rift. And we will pick this up next time on the Reroll Gaming Podcast.
God damn it, Bo. That was fucking close.
That was good.
I totally thought Bo was going to be gone.
I thought you were dead. And you know what? I feel really good. We played that completely by the rules, I think. I think once in my life, I feel confident.
Got to be tough, too, because it's like I was saying, it's like there's no reason why he wouldn't just yeet Bo off the edge, even though none of us want to see Bo die. That's just like there's no reason why this character wouldn't do that.
It's so dumb, too, because my stupid little helmet has little wings on it that don't function. So if I fell off the edge, I'm so fucking dumb.
I like to think your helmet would fly, but you'd just fall out of it.
Yeah.
No, dude.
It's like a little helicopter cap.
The helmet's like every man for himself.
Real quick before this episode ends, reroll to Bo for utilizing the cold weakness through the Cassian helm, the new thing from Brunsholtz. Reroll to Star for busting out that fighting fan and getting mad. Reroll to Frost because I always like imagining a lizard use an axe to pole vault across the room.
That's and his name of his attack was great.
Yeah.
That's also true. Yeah, that's also
true. Yeah, write down that name so you can remember for the episode.
Well, I will edit it, so I should be able to figure it out.
What did you call
it? Three whack axe attack?
Yeah.
Three whack axe attack.
Awesome.
Axe attack.
Thank you for listening to the Reroll Podcast. The world of Rell and all characters within are copyright and fictitious. Any similarities to persons, living or dead, or actual events are purely coincidental. Reroll Gaming uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy, we are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Reroll Gaming is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Want to follow us on social media, listen to another episode, or send us hate mail? Check out our link tree for all our info. You can find that link in the episode description. Big thanks to Tabletop Audio for producing quality RPG music and ambiance that we can use in our games. The Reroll main theme and all character themes are copyright Zane Gehring. The Chronicles of Rell theme and Frequency theme are copyright Tanner Prentice. Please consider donating to our Patreon or Ko-fi if you liked our content. We are hell-bent on making more, and with your support, we can make a lot more. And leave us a review wherever you heard this episode. New episodes every Monday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then.